Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a boy named Jack. He lived with his mother. They had a cow named White. They were very poor. One day, Jack's mother told him, "Jack, White does not produce milk anymore. We have to sell her." "But Mum, White is my friend." "Jack, we need money. We must sell her." Jack was sad, but he had to take White to the market. In the market, a man came to Jack. "Hi, could you sell the cow to me?" the man asked. "How much will you give me?" "I will give you 5 magic beans for the cow." The man showed Jack the beans. Magic beans? Jack thought these beans were lovely. "They could grow very tall," the man said. "In that case, there will be many, many beans, and we won't be hungry." So Jack agreed. Jack went back home. He couldn't wait to show his mother the beans. "Jack, we need money for food. What can we do with these beans?" His mother was very angry and threw the beans out of the window. Jack went to bed sadly. He felt that he disappointed both his mother and White. At night, the beans began to grow quickly. The next morning, Jack's mother was away from home. Jack woke up and saw the beanstalks. The beanstalks are so tall. Which place do they lead to? Jack thought for a while. Finally, he decided to go and have a look. Jack climbed up the beanstalks. He finally got to the top. Then Jack found himself on the clouds. Wow, it's so high. Then Jack saw a road nearby. He walked along the road and saw a big castle. By then, he was hungry and tired. Jack went into the castle and met an old woman. He said, "Hi, Grandma. Can you give me some food? I am very hungry." "Oh, poor boy. Take the food. Eat quickly. My husband will be back soon. If he sees you, he will eat you," the old woman said. And she gave Jack bread and milk. Jack began to eat quickly. Then he heard the sound of footsteps. "Oh, my husband is back. He likes eating kids. I must hide you," the old woman said. She hid Jack in a barrel. Then a giant came in. He looked around and said, "There is a smell of a boy. Where is he?" "There are no boys here at all," said his wife. "Sit down and have your breakfast." The giant didn't eat at once. He put a goose on the table. A moment later, the goose laid an egg. It was a gold egg. "I want to have the goose," Jack thought. "I can sell the gold egg. Then Mum and I can buy a lot of food." Then the giant went out. He came back soon with a gold harp. "I need some music," he said. "Harp, sing a song." The harp sang a beautiful song. "What a magic harp," Jack thought. "If I could give it to Mum, Mum won't be angry with me." After breakfast, the giant soon fell asleep. Then the goose and the harp fell asleep too. Jack got out of the barrel quietly. He took the goose and the harp. Jack rushed to the beanstalks. Suddenly, the harp woke up. "Oh, where are you taking me?" the harp called out loudly. The giant woke up at once. He looked out of the window and saw Jack. He was very angry. "How dare you take my things?" He ran after Jack. Jack started to climb down the beanstalks. The giant followed him quickly. "I will catch you," the giant shouted. Soon, Jack got back to the ground. He rushed back home and took out a big axe. Whack, whack! The beanstalks were cut into pieces and fell down. The giant fell heavily to the ground and he was dead. Jack defeated the giant. Soon, Jack's mother came back. Jack showed his mother the goose and the harp. "Where did you get them?" Jack told everything to his mum. "It's unbelievable! Jack, they are really magic beans!" Since then, Jack and his mother never went hungry. They lived happily ever after.